Track 37.
I guess one of the most difficult dilemmas I've faced concerns a colleague, Lydia, who also happens to be a friend. I'd been given the task of organising a series of social events for a group of schoolchildren visiting from Germany, and I thought it would be a great idea to work with Lydia, so I persuaded my boss to assign her to me as an assistant. I have to say, it was a mistake from the start. Lydia was so disorganised, kept forgetting what she was to do, lost track of what she'd paid for, and so on. I suppose, looking back, she just didn't have the experience or the skills for the job. Don't get me wrong, she was a great laugh and we're still friends, but I had to work overtime to sort everything out. Looking back, I can see that I didn't really address the problem directly. I just covered up for her mistakes and made sure the programme ran smoothly. I didn't want my boss to intervene. I suppose I felt partly to blame because I hadn't really thought carefully about whether she was really suitable for the job. Anyway, that experience has taught me that it's safer to keep friendship and work matters separate.